one keeper because he watches at all times and he cares in all troubles. The last two verses, just briefly. I know God is my keeper because God protects through all life. Let's all do both 7 and 8 together. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. It's a bit strange because that can sound like God's people are never going to face any difficulties. So life's going to be easy all the time, is it, for them? They'll never have any suffering or any troubles. It means rather God's protection will keep us safe long term with God. We'll never be out of his grasp, so that we'll be safe all the way to heaven. He won't let his people be taken away by evil. Now, one more person just to help us. It would be brilliant to hold my shield of protection. Clearly a shield. Anyone want to hold a shield? If you're a shy sort of person, you won't be seen. Do you want to come and hold the shield? Yeah, do come and hold the shield. Brilliant. There's the shield of protection. Well done. If you sit on the step, and no one need know you're here. Brilliant. Fantastic. Well done. Thank you very much. Brilliant. So think of your autumn, think of your September, whatever it is, whatever danger, that may be unknown, but what we do know is God's protection through all of life, right from now to the very end. There's one occasion when Jesus was warning his followers about what it would be like to follow him. He said, "You'll be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death. You'll be hated," he said, "for my name's sake." That sounds good, doesn't it? That's some protection. Yeah, but then he says, straight after that, "But not a hair of your head will perish." We could face terrible times for being followers of Jesus, but God protects through all of life, through all of it. Nothing can keep his people from finally being with him in heaven. Now, just imagine knowing that for sure. Just imagine you never doubted that through the whole of this term, for the rest of your life. It'd be amazing. The Lord God, in fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, is my keeper. And he even assures us of that himself. Before he goes back to heaven, he prays to God the Father for all his followers. He says, "While I was with them, I kept them in my name. I guarded them." In case we're in any doubt, he even asks God, "Holy Father, keep them in your name." How can I say the Lord God is my keeper this term for the rest of my life? The answer is if I know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus made all things. No one else made all things. The Lord Jesus watches at all times. Never nods off. He never rests from watching. The Lord Jesus cares in all our troubles, doesn't sit back uninterested, he doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves. And the Lord Jesus protects through all life, doesn't just sit on the sidelines, he looks after us from this time forth and forevermore. What a difference it would make as I know that this term. The Lord Jesus himself is my keeper. Let me pray that we would know that for ourselves, and then I'll let these four go to their seats. Lord God, we praise you for your greatness as a perfect, strong, caring, and loving keeper of your people. Please impress upon us all that you have done and are doing and will do for those who follow the Lord Jesus. And may each of us be able to say at the beginning of this term, right through to Christmas time, even at the end of our lives, that the Lord Jesus Christ is my keeper. Amen.